Hi, welcome to the Reactor Weekly. This week we've got a lot of great events. ForwardJS is in the building Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for JavaScript workshops. And then Tuesday night we've got the Azure meetup that'll be using the space. The meeting organizer is Robin Shahan, and you can visit their page at meetup.org. We've also got Let's Dev This Cloud Tour, which is an event that's hosted around the country. So this is a tour that goes on that's going to be an introduction to Azure, Visual Studio, and building things with Microsoft technology. You can search Let's Dev This to find it in your area. The next event is Infrastructure as Code. So kind of like what Janelle was saying last week, using code to build infrastructure as opposed to going out and building infrastructure and then writing code to manage it all. Kind of fascinating. Chef is the meetup. And then on Thursday night, we've got the SF SQL Server user group. So if you're interested in any of those, check out MicrosoftReactor.com. And if you're interested in hosting an event, drop us a line at reactor@microsoft.com. I hope everyone had a good Super Bowl Sunday. I was reflecting on it a little bit in that it's just so nice to sit for an hour or two and basically know that there's nothing you can do. So hopefully everyone had a good time doing nothing and enjoying commercials and snacks for a couple hours. I'm really looking forward to this next week. We're building a project here that we're going to take a Raspberry Pi and collect data about the road and how bumpy it is for bicyclists, and then map that, similar to how we would map speed using a Microsoft Band as a biker. We also had a big event here on Saturday, and so as you can see, we've been displaced for the time being because that room is full of stuff. And I think I'm gonna add a clip right now that's just kind of a two-sided look at how the reactor is broken down right now. We've got a full group of hackers from ForwardJS learning on one side of the building, and then on the other side we have a nice quiet startup kind of focused space. So it's been kind of cool working here, seeing it kind of grow like that. Today I interviewed Jeremy. He's from Chicago, just moved to San Francisco, and he's got a really fascinating story that I'd like to share with you.
So my name is Jeremy Smith. I'm the co-founder of a company called Spot Hero, which is based in Chicago. What Spot Hero is, it's an app that allows drivers to reserve parking at a discount. So we'll partner up with like major parking garages, help people get their perfect parking spot right with a click of a button.
Okay.
So I started this company. It's doing pretty well in Chicago, and I recently left and came to San Francisco because this is the center of technology in the world. So about 4 weeks ago, packed up all my stuff, got into a car, drove cross country, and ended up right here, smack in the Microsoft incubator space here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow. So you've been here?
I've been here 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
Yeah.
And you just found a place to live, or what are you doing?
Yeah, so I found a place on Craigslist. Yeah. Turns out that was actually a pretty difficult experience, because I had to basically cold call a bunch of people that I saw ads for, get them on the phone, and then not let them off the phone. So I found somebody who had a really nice place in the Richmond district, which is a place that had like reasonable rent and a lot of other good amenities to the place.
Yeah.
And I think we clicked, and I was able to get him to say yes. So, you know, I moved in. I've got a great setup there, and just commuting between here and the Richmond district.
Yeah. So it's not as bad. You just got to get him on the phone. It's kind of your secret.
Well, I think you have to play to your advantages. Okay. And knowing that everybody was going to come in with a stacked resume saying they work at Google and they have 6 months rent was probably not going to be something that I would differentiate myself on. But if I could get somebody on the phone, I could sweet talk them a little bit, have a little fun, then I think they could see my personality and understand that, hey, I might be value add to their home.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a good tip.
Yeah. So play to your advantages always.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you're in the reactor. Were you hooked? How did you actually get hooked up with our group?
Yeah, that's an awesome question. So I got connected here through Techstars. So I was part of the Techstars Accelerator out of Chicago. It looks like they've created a partnership with Microsoft, so that way they can access a few desks here. That's usually for people that are rotating into San Francisco, either raising capital, or you get people who've just moved to SF, so it seems like I'm not the only one who kind of falls into this category.
Yeah.
So I got synced up with Don Loeb over here, and Don said, hey, why don't you just come check out the space? It's made for this type of purpose.
Yeah.
I came here, and I instantly fell in love, because it's really nice. I would say it's extremely clean. They've got a bike rack for my bike, which is perfect. There's snacks. The people are really intelligent here. It seems to be an environment that's really conducive toward creating cool things. And I'm here. I moved to San Francisco to create the next multi-billion-dollar company. Yeah. So I need to be in an environment that's supportive of doing big things.
Right. And so you find that you're finding that support here.
Oh yeah.
Technically,
definitely.
Technically, what are you working on?
I am in the process of figuring out what my next venture is going to be.
Okay.
So I'm experimenting with a few business ideas. I really like stuff in the HR space, but I know that I want it to be a tech startup.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to get a little more clarity on that in the next few months. But as soon as I find something that's good, diving my whole life into it, going to go 150 miles an hour straight in as hard as I can.
Cool.
And we'll see what I'm able to create.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. Anything you're looking forward to, kind of like a vision forward, next 6 months, what gets you excited about technology?
What gets me excited about technology? Like, are we talking about the technology that other people are creating? My personal ambitions?
It's kind of a general, the thing that kind of gets your mind clicking as soon as you start thinking about it, or starts kind of making you feel like something relevant is around the corner almost.
Yeah, so I would say one of the things that I'm personally excited for, I don't know if I'll end up in that space, is virtual reality. I think that there's a lot of potential there. I just recently went to a cool little meetup right around the corner for one of the VCs that's funding a lot of these technologies.
Yeah.
I put on a headset and I got to simulate being a quarterback, throwing the ball through the rings. And it wasn't the greatest experience yet, but it was cool enough where it was entertaining.
Huh.
And I could start projecting the future of what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And I could just imagine that, this virtual world could take you to a bunch of different places that you normally couldn't before. And I think that that type of technology advancing really starts us opening us up to completely new worlds.
Yeah.
And it helps you, think a little bit bigger as well. You know, if you can create, if you can create this whole new world, right in front of your eyes, what else could you achieve?
It's a complete pushback of everything around you, right? Like, everything becomes simulated.
Everything's simulated. I stepped into this guy's virtual reality world, and then they had a whole bunch of, like guns, and you could start firing at him, and I fired at him with the wrong gun, and then he blew up to be 100 times the size, and I'm just standing there being like, whoa, that's incredible.
Yeah. Wow.
And so I could only imagine to the onlooker who was seeing me looking up, they're like, what is going on in there?
Just like a toddler again or something.
Yeah, just totally.
Totally taken out of your element. Wow.
Yeah.
I've had one of those experiences with, they had one of these kind of like digital pens.
Yeah.
Kind of like that you were able to manipulate and play kind of like Jenga with.
Oh.
Which was amazing.
Serious?
Because you're like going like this, looking at it, and then you're
actually pulling it.
Like kind of manipulating a cursor in 3D space.
Right.
And it just like
playing Operation is going to be a lot easier now. You just play it anywhere. Ding, ding.
Yeah, or like actually simulated surgeries. Surgery simulator.
Whoops, you killed the person. My bad.
Any book recommendations?
What am I reading?
Yeah, what are you reading right now?
Yeah, so I'm always reading all the time. I just finished the biography of Frank Sinatra. I only made it. So I do a lot of audiobooks. There's 20 hours worth of stuff, and it basically carried me from his birth until 1953, which was still, only a small portion of his life. He lived a very interesting life. I don't know if it's one that I'd want to, because it's a little too much partying and doing some questionable things. It was interesting, and right now I'm actually reading Warren Biographies out of Warren Buffett's autobiography.
Okay.
And I find that one is really intriguing.
Yeah.
It's just very cool. It came from a very modest background.
Yeah.
I think kind of like, something that I can resonate with a little bit. Midwestern guy as well.
Huh.
And, just kind of like his triumph to follow things that he truly loves and invest all of his time into it and continuously investing. And I think that's like, there's a good parallel to that of like how your life should function. You know what I mean? It's not really, you know, you want to find the things that you really care about, allocate a lot of time toward them, become really good at it, not necessarily be as weighed down by the periphery and all the other bullshit that's out there. And, you know, just be humble about it along the way.
Yeah. And reinvestment kind of cycle, right? Like,
yeah,
you take exactly what you learn, you bring it back in.
Totally. I hope to do the same thing with the next company, you know? Like, you've learned all these great skills. It'd be terrible to just waste it all.
Movie recommendation.
So I was just sitting around the table. I told somebody that their highest ROI activity of the week would be watching Coming to America. I stand by my story on that one.
Yeah.
So I think that one is always a really good choice, no matter what type of mood you're in.
Good one.
That's a great one. What's your movie recommendation?
I just saw Ex Machina.
Oh, okay.
And I love that movie. Very good movie. Like, kind of fascinating to think about just AI mixed with, you know, how do we make that, like, next leap into AI? Similar kind of, like, styling to Her almost, too, with this kind of, like, quasi-future world, which I think is kind of fascinating. So I feel like sometimes in this space, I feel like I'm a little bit in Her. Have you seen that movie?
No, I have not.
That's another good one.
Is it?
For a tech guy, just thinking about, you know, the best interface is no interface kind of experience, where there's no screen, there's no, basically it's just kind of an encapsulated experience with you.
Sure.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin it. So I'll
gotta see Her. Just throw it on my Netflix.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you so much.
No worries.
That was great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Come by.
Really a pleasure.
Yeah.